It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
And Rob, I asked you about a week ago, let's get more dolomite on the show.
You know, Mike, there's a finite amount of dolomite. That's the problem.
Is that what the problem is?
That is the problem.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. It's precious and rare like frankincense.
We get our first look at the news with Buzz Burbank. Here's our phone number, 800-636-1067. A lot of people are weighing in on the last little tiff that we had. And you know what? I got a text from a guy that said, Mike, it's your show. You got to do things your way. But calling the guy racist is an easy way to shut someone up. Well, it didn't shut him up, but I didn't think he was a racist. I think he was spewing whatever he was spewing. But the fact is, I do think he was a drunk.
Yes, yeah,
clearly
he's been drinking.
And if that's, hey, look, I'm doing it the way I like to do it.
Sure.
And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, go somewhere else. That's the nice thing about
the
radio.
The show is a thick slice of real, and you're really getting sort of a look of the way we really are. So if you don't like that, that's unfortunate.
Let's go to Jason in Ashburn, Virginia. Hi, Jason. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, it seems like that guy wasn't calling you a racist or anything like that.
Well, I know he wasn't calling me a racist.
Right, or the show for that matter.
I know.
That.
I don't understand. Hold on. I don't understand your point, Jason.
Oh, my point is he just wants to hear a little bit more of black jokes.
Exactly. Yeah, but what you just said, Jason, was he wasn't calling me a racist. I know that. You mischaracterized
that part. Confused
the
us.
Entire, like, what you were listening to. He just wants more race jokes? Is that what it is?
That's pretty much it. That's what it seems like.
That's right, what I got out of it,
well,
too.
You know, if they're good, if there's comedy that's involved in anything and we
sure.
like it, it's going to be on the radio. But I don't sit there every day and say, let me do 8 racial jokes today.
Right.
That ain't going to happen.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, thanks for letting me on.
Certainly. Thanks for calling.
You're the man, Rob.
I didn't understand
Yes,
that.
I am.
Sam in Crofton. There you go. Let's go to...
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great.
When the Don and Mike show ended, my wife and I both kind of thought the same thing. Can Mike be a lead personality?
Mm-hmm.
You know, could you do it?
Right.
And then listening to the show, I'll be honest with you, Mike, you're better than Don.
Well, I don't. Look, I'm not going to compare myself. This is that Don and I worked together for 20 years, and I wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for Don. And Don and I made each other a lot of money and a lot of success. And it's different strokes. The fact is, one of the things that I had trouble with, and I tell people this all the time, is when I used to come in here and host the show that Don was the leader of, mm-hmm. and that Don did the template for. And that was difficult for me. When it came to, May 1st when we started, or the end mid-April or whatever,
yeah.
we started doing the show, and I had my own template, and the show was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. I never dreamed I would enjoy it as much as I did, because working with Don was always a pleasure, where I could come in and, put my feet up every day and respond to everything we were doing. And I don't want to get... It's still, to me, divide and conquer. I'm glad you like the show, and I'm glad you like my show better.
Apples
That's
and
great, because we're still here working on it, and, we're happy about that. So I appreciate the feedback, but I'm not going to get into that business.
You're a different fruit.
Yeah, well, we're both fruits.
Old fruit.
Don and I were both fruits. 5% at least. Joe in Sacramento, how are you?
Hey, this is Dale. Hey, man, I love you. I love you. I love you. A lot better than Don did, than Don was.
Okay, all right. And
hey,
I don't want to do that.
Come
I'm not going to do this, guys. Let's
don't
go to JC in Baltimore. JC, you're the last caller on this. Then we're going to get the news with Buzz Burbank. Hello.
Hi there. I just wanted to bring the show back to reality and let everybody know what we're all thinking.
Okay.
I was just wondering if we could have Buzz describe his outfit again.
Oh, Jesus. That's so frustrating.
What
do you want me to? Can I describe it, or do you want Buzz's voice to describe it?
I'm going to be home in a few minutes, so if Buzz could do it, that would be fabulous.
All right, wait a few minutes and
hurry home.
Get into your special something. Thank you very much. Well,
hope now there's a short line at the bakery. Get home quicker that
way. Let's let Zippy Pants Off do the news right now.
Well, you just called him Pants a lot. Now he's Zippy Pants Off. We must get a standard name
for
him.
I like them both.
Yeah. Let's get our first look at news today. Here is the man of legend, Buzz Burbank. And don't forget White Trash Giving, please.
Yeah.
I'm not, just because of that one call, I'm not going to change that. I don't care if the white trash in the audience is offended.
Call us at 5:30.
Thank you.
The big three American car companies are begging Congress again today for a bridge loan over these troubled waters. The likely answer is no. Al-Qaeda is looking for things to hate about President-elect Obama. A new recorded statement from the terror group says Obama is too friendly to Israel and has turned his back on his Islamic roots.
You tell him, Zippy Slacks have fallen.
Well, that's three names I like. U.S. officials say Al-Qaeda is desperate and worried about the new America.
You go for it, Count Chocula.
Now, as many, and not so much, now as many as three ships have been seized off the coast of Somalia by pirates.
You tell him, P-Buzzy.
Arg. More, that's okay, too. More than 100 retired generals and admirals have signed a statement calling for an end of the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Okay, Puff Weedy Weed.
Well, over 12,000 people have been bounced from the U.S. military under that policy. In most cases, good people with skills needed by the military. These retired generals and admirals say it's time for the U.S. to follow the leads of Britain and Israel and other nations that allow gays and lesbians to serve openly. Recent estimates put the number of gay and lesbian veterans at 1 million. It's estimated another 65,000 are serving right now in the closet.
And the thing about it is they all look very, very good in their uniforms.
They do.
Better than anybody else.
Wonderful.
Not as good as the black people, though.
Mike. All very crisp.
Thank you very much.
In suburban Kansas City.
How dare you?
I know. Rob, I know I offended your sensibility.
What are you doing, Mike?
Hey, Rob, you're the man.
Yes, I am.
You're the man, Rob.
Yes, I am, Mike.
Let me leave you with this. In Bloomfield, Indiana, male and female prison inmates have been caught crawling through the ceiling to each other's housing units for sex.
I like that.
The prisoners pried open the metal security tiles in the ceiling and did so in front of a security camera's blind spot.
I think that's wonderful.
These stories
are
more.
They're not escaping. They're just doing it.
That's right. There. Why would they go anywhere?
Good. How many of them were black?
None of them.
Really?
I've seen their photos.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. These photos and more at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thanks for the help, Buzz.
From the Bush Doctrine to the Pam Anderson Doctrine and GQ's Men of the Year. Next hour in your Hollywood Buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to a lady who wrote the White Trash Mom Handbook, a book I know nothing about, and I know nothing about the woman. Whether she's black is up in the air.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.